We just have a minute. When I was a boy, my father impressed upon me faith in God. He had it. And I saw it. And it impressed me. If I could turn you back 50-some years in our household, on Saturday mornings, children would gather into my parents' bed. My mother would be squeezed out. And my dad would tell us stories of his boyhood. We always wanted him to tell us stories of the war. He was reluctant to do that. Most of us here haven't had the experiences that that generation had. On this one Saturday morning, he decided to tell us one of his stories of his wartime experiences. He was in the Navy. His portion was to be on the battleship, the Nelson. It was a sister ship to the Hood, for those of you who've done any homework on the Navy, the British Navy. Both those ships at one time were sent out to do battle with the Bismarck. But the Nelson, on which my father was on, they were stationed outside the Orkney Islands, which is just north of Scotland. There's some islands there. And my dad at the time had a little 3-year-old girl. And just this week she turned 70. We've been talking about 70. They were stationed outside the Orkney Islands, and for some time they were there, and they had time in their hands. And sometimes the men would take the lifeboats and they'd go into the islands, and just for something to do. And it was my dad's portion to bump into an older couple that were very poor in the village, but they loved the Lord, and they took a shine to my dad. And one of the things they did was they burned peat in their little furnace to keep warm. And my dad would help them go out and cut this peat, like peat moss, except it was in squares. They'd cut it and they'd stack it up in what we would call a woodshed, but it was a peat shed. And then they would burn this peat. And while my dad was there and he was working with them, he asked the older gentleman. He was well on in years, just there, him and his wife, and they had had circumstances that had come across their pathway because of their unfaithfulness. And my dad asked them, asked the man, "Do you have a bomb shelter in the village here?" And the man said, "Yeah, we have two of them. We have two of them. Would you like to see them?" So my dad said, "Yeah." So my dad and this older gentleman who walked along, he took him to the bomb shelter. He says, "We have two of them. We have one of them made of concrete and another one made of feathers." And so they got to this one that's made of concrete, and they went down the stairs, closed the hatch, went inside, turned on a little lamp. And the older gentleman turned to my dad. He said, "You know, we have this bomb shelter here. I don't have much faith in this concrete one. I really don't. But I have a lot of faith in the one that we have that's made of feathers." And he pulled his Bible out of his pocket and he turned to the 91st Psalm. Psalm 91. Psalm 91 and verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. He looked my dad in the eye and he said, Mort, I don't have much faith in the shelter that we're in, but I have a lot of faith in this shelter. My dad went back to the ship. Some months later, it was his portion to come back to be moored outside the Orkney Islands. And the Germans had bombed the Orkneys. And my dad took a little lifeboat back in to where the little village had once lay. And he got to the shore, and the little village was devastated, except for the humble abode of the elderly gentleman and his wife. And so my dad passed on that Saturday morning in bed, faith in God that I learned to appreciate a little bit. Could we turn just for a few moments to the book of Ruth? Book of Ruth, the first chapter. In the sixth verse, we read here of Naomi. Our brother Bill brought before us how sometimes the waters in our life are bitter. And here was a woman, and the waters in her life were bitter, and quite possibly because of her own doing. But we find in the sixth verse it says, And she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. And let's go on now to the 19th verse. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi. Notice what she wanted to be called. The very same thing that we find in Exodus 15. Call me not Naomi. Call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing that the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned. And Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. I can't help but think of this dear woman and how she could look back to the time in Exodus 15 when the people of God came to the waters of Marah and they were bitter. But she knew too that the Lord could turn that bitterness into sweetness. And I think of how so often in my own life the bitterness that I find is because of my own doing. And isn't it wonderful to realize that this woman heard how that God had visited his people in giving them bread, and faith always lays hold of blessing. Faith always lays hold of blessing, regardless of how bitter the waters are, regardless of how low the point is. Faith lays hold of blessing, and she says, Call me Mara. Oh, did she have a sense in her soul that the end of Mara was sweetness? If we were to turn to the end of the book, oh, we would find the sweetness that Naomi experienced beautiful to see. Well, may the Lord use these few thoughts to encourage our hearts. Perhaps some of us who are experiencing the bitterness that Bill was talking about, but the sweetness that the Lord can give.